Hi, it's Donna and Steve.
And we're excited to tell you about our new weekend show that you can have on your station. Donna, that's exciting.
I know, it's very exciting. You guys are going to love me.
Well, it's a sort of together thing. Oh. We'll do it together.
You guys are going to love us. Mostly me.
Okay, give it a shot. It's more of an us thing, but you'll get it when you listen.
Tay Diggs follows Donna on Twitter, which is pretty cool. It's awesome. She told me that like the first time he came up in conversation. Plus, my wife has a crush on him as well. But I just want you to know that Tay Diggs currently follows 636,000 people. I'm going to follow Tay Diggs right now and see how quickly I get followed back.
How come it's okay for you to name drop all the time?
I love it when you name drop. When you try to flex that Tay Diggs, who follows the planet, follows you, Tay Diggs is not a name drop.
Welcome to Donna and Steve's. Can I interest you in some food news today?
Yummy!
I'll start with some Chick-fil-A news. Chick-fil-A just tweaked their waffle fries, and evidently some fans are not happy.
That might be one of my favorite fries, is the waffle fry, especially with the
Chick-fil-A sauce.
I've never been to Chick-fil-A, so I don't know what the sauce tastes like.
Why?
Donna...
I'll put it on the list.
I can't do this.
I see Chick-fil-A. I don't really care for the spelling either. Yeah. Well, it's like chick without a C before the K and then a dash, fi, and then let, right? Or is it fillet?
It's actually spelled C-H-I-C-K.
Oh, it is. Okay.
Dash F-I-L dash capital A.
Yeah. Not for me.
Okay, friend.
I went on ChatGPT the other night. You know I'm friends with ChatGPT. Yeah. I asked ChatGPT all sorts of questions. You probably never asked ChatGPT a question.
I actually have.
Oh, really?
Uh-huh.
Care to share with
no,
me?
No, it's private.
Okay.
It was a private situation where I needed some advice, so I went to the robots.
Really? You got to give me something here.
No. Wow. I don't want to because everyone's listening.
Can you tell me, can you look at me? I'm going to mouth it to you.
Okay.
And then you tell me if it's it.
Okay.
Everybody be respectful and don't try to listen into me mouthing it.
Okay. All right. No.
No?
No.
Wow. You should.
I know.
What's it about? Are you dating someone?
No.
Are you?
No.
If you do, can I give you away? I'm sure you don't believe in that, but could I give you away
just for dating
wedding?
Someone?
Yeah, oh yeah, just for dating. Doesn't have to be a marriage.
Here, take her. Yeah, sure you can. Thanks. More food hacks.
Mathematically, one 18-inch pizza has more pizza than two 12-inch pizzas. Doesn't mean that it'll have more slices, but you will consume more pizza. You're getting more pizza.
Okay. I don't want to follow up because I don't care.
If there has ever been a phrase that exemplifies Donna and her approach to the majority of my stories. Birds don't live in nests. Nests are just where they keep their eggs. Well, birds sleep perched on roosting spots in trees.
Well, what idiot thinks that they just permanently stay in a nest? Did I say idiot? I did not mean that.
I've long said you would make an awful teacher.
I could not agree with you more.
Because at some point... What idiot? Which one of you idiots thought that birds lived in nests?
I gotta tell that to our teachers talk to us.
Times have changed, Donna. Your teachers would have been canceled.
Toughen up. I have two teachers that married their students.
Tell me you went to school in Jersey without telling me you went to school in Jersey.
Saturday, I'm leaving for a girls' trip to Scottsdale and then road tripping to Palm Springs.
Oh, yeah.
We were just talking about Palm Springs.
In Scottsdale, look out for the Black Widows and Scorpions, both of which are there and known killers. And same situation awaits you in Palm Springs. Have a great trip.
Thanks for peeing on my rainbow.
You got it.
How much do we think Ed Sheeran's net worth is?
I'm going to say $250
million. $200 million. He's one of the wealthiest and most successful singers in the entire world.
They say it. Money can't buy happiness, but we'd like to test the theory.
Amazing.
It can. You know what it can do? Alleviate a lot of stresses. I'm sure it can bring on some too, but college paid for. Medical bills paid for. Vehicle having problems paid for. Mortgage paid for.
Yep.
Vacation house paid for.
Birkenstocks paid for.
We're not making sculptures with what we do. We're making mosaics.
I love it.
It's just you take a little piece each day, you add to the overall picture.
We're making doo-doo.
That's not what I think mosaic means.
Take that back now.